Is the government or your ex threatening your parental rights? Has your child been unjustly removed from your custody? Vincent Davis, attorney at law, and forensic social worker Terry Greenstein are here to help you right now on the How to Fight CPS and Win show. To get onto the show live with your questions or comment, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, back to our show.
Okay, we're back. This is attorney Vincent Davis, the secret how to fight child protective services and win. Let's take our next call from Robert from Pasadena. Hi, Robert. Hey. This is attorney Vince Davis. Do you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
Hi, I have a story to tell. Vincent, we're praying for Terry and hope he gets better real soon. Boy, it's a miracle that human beings live as well as we do. So we reach out to you about your partner there. Sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Robert.
Now, the thing is this. This probably ties to a lot of people who have an ex or a former partner or whatever. My wife's former partner has been basically stalking, shooting a whole bunch of pictures and on private property and public property, following my wife. And then he's using these pictures to weaponize the Department of Children and Family Services. And I want to thank you for all, my wife and I both thank you very strongly for everything that you and then your associates, the other lawyers that you have that work in your office and outside of your office, particularly a man named Art and his wife, Sue. They were awesome people. Now, they're listening. High fives to you guys. They're so courteous and nice. My story is basically this, that I saw you yesterday in office, and I gave you the retainer, and you made one call, and bam, all of a sudden the social worker was on her heels, and she was, oh, hi, oh, yeah, you know, I can't come today because I don't have any counsel, but, I'd love to see you sometime. And all of a sudden she was as nice as pie. And before she'd been, I'm going to see your kid, and she was really mean. And she shared with my wife, Kenny, that she had seen a lot of pictures. And this guy, Lieutenant Montgomery from the city police department, had already told this man to stop what he's doing. You cannot go on taking pictures of people without their permission, and that's not right. But this is what this guy is doing. He's weaponizing his phone as a weapon and taking it to DCFS and trying to stir up trouble. And I want to thank you for what you did yesterday. You made that call, and then the lady said, well, I can't come because we don't have any counsel to go to the house. And so we were real sad not to see you this morning at the house, but we also rested easy last night. And my question is this. What can we legally do? Maybe there's nothing we can do other than just have you meet with county council, and then, we're hoping that this father, quote, father, he is the biological father of my two stepkids, but he sends the kids to the house after a visit because they share custody, my wife and, the father, 50-50. But he'll send the kids in their underwear and a T-shirt, and this kid's 9 years old, 8, 9 years old, and he sends them without bathing for days, and he's begging for money, and he's just being a real pain, and yet apparently the Department of Children and Family Services sees him as angel. Oh, he's an angel, and let's just do whatever. And they really bend over backwards to do whatever he wants, and they don't treat my wife and I with the respect that we deserve. And so I got all the money I could together yesterday to get you on board, and I'm glad I did because within a few hours it was all solved. So my question to summarize is, what is it that we can expect? I'm hoping and praying that county council will say, you know what, for the audience, you don't realize, we just went through like 2 years of DCFS, and they just closed the case, and everything was done, and we have a court order from family court that says that I can be home, everything's good, and it's been awesome. But what can we do going forward? Is there a way that we can shine the light on this man that is not working, is on welfare, he's begging for money, he's causing trouble, he's weaponizing DCFS the best he can, and especially as he's taking pictures as a stalker when law enforcement and the department told him to stop. He cannot do this, and yet he's continuing. what legal recourse do we have, and is that your bailiwick or would it be somebody else? Thank you, Vincent. I'll listen now, and thanks again for everything. High five, and you want to go to Leroy's for breakfast one day, I'll take you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Bob. For the listeners, yeah. Leroy's is a famous breakfast spot in Arcadia.
That I sometimes That's Monrovia. Monrovia.
Oh, you're right. It is Monrovia.
On Huntington Drive, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me answer your question, Bob. There is probably nothing that you can or should do at this time. You should let me work this out with the social worker and the social worker's attorney. We're going to be having a meeting with them probably this upcoming week. There is something that you might consider doing, and that is getting some type of injunctive relief against that father. You know, he's never going to leave you alone. It's just the type of guy or type of person he is. But maybe you can get an injunction or some type of restraining order to keep him away from your home, keep him away from Kenny, your wife. And, you know, even if you do get the restraining order or the injunction, in my humble opinion, knowing your case, he's not going to obey it. So if he if he doesn't obey,
we're down the street. We live in a private street, and we're the third house down the street. So he can't just drive by. He actually has to come onto private property to get the picture. So, and of course, the lieutenant at the city police department did warn him. So I think it's a good idea. We will definitely go to the court and see if we can get an injunction. At least mark it down. At least make a police report. When you give us a signal, we'll do that.
Okay.
So that because as you know, in a few months, and as of May, we're going to try to go for the final step and get me home full time. And so far, he has been very obstructionist. I don't want that man in my home, and it's not his home. He never married Kenny, and we're kind of building towards that. So whatever we can do to win the war, that's what we want to do.
All right, thank you, Bob, for your call, and keep
thank
listening.
You.